Welcome. Today, we're discussing some mind-blowing cloud code productivity hacks. Get ready to go from noob to Sam Altman-level expert. Seriously, these tips are game-changers.
I'm all ears. Cloud code can be a bit basic sometimes. How do we amp it up?
Keyboard shortcuts are your first weapon. Shift-Tab cycles through input modes. Once for auto-accept, twice for planning mode. It researches and makes a plan for you, and thrice back to normal editing. Genius.
Planning mode? That sounds amazing. So, how do I even get cloud code set up?
Easy peasy. It's a VS Code extension. Integrated terminal. Run cloud to set up. JetBrains? Install the extension. run /terminal setup to configure multi-line prompts with shift enter.
Got it. Multi-line prompts? That's essential for complex stuff.
Absolutely. And connect your IDE with /ID. Selected lines become cloud code context. Set auto connect to true in /config. Trust me, it's a lifesaver.
So many commands. It's a lot to remember, but it sounds worth it.
Oh, and images? Drag, drop, or copy paste right into the prompt. Check your usage with NPX CC usage. I racked up $149 in a week. Claude Max subscription is a must.
Whoa, okay. Note to self, get Claude Max. Now on to the real magic, prompting.
Right? Tell it to think harder, or ultra think to allocate processing power. And subagents? Tell it to use them. It'll figure out how many it needs. Seriously cool.
Subagents? Like little AI helpers? I need to try that.
You do. Loops too. Run the build in a loop and fix all errors. Powerful stuff. Afterwards, clear for a fresh context, or resume if something crashes. And for big prompts, use Ctrl-N. Type it out. Copy-paste. Much cleaner.
Okay, this is getting intense. Loops, subagents, context clearing. My productivity is already increasing.
Just wait. Taskmaster AI MCP is crucial. Breaks down work, analyzes complexity, minimizes errors. It's transformative.
Transformative? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It orchestrates tasks like a boss. And Playwright MCP lets cloud code open a browser, click around, check for errors, workflow heaven. Context 7 MCP saves you when upgrading frameworks, keeps the AI up to date.
Wait, so it's like giving cloud code eyes and hands? That's insane.
Exactly. Pro tip. Use another AI to review cloud code's changes. I use CodeRabbit. Speaking of, use init to create claw.md with project conventions. Add rules with hash, even nest them.
So, like setting ground rules for cloud code? I like it.
You should. And reference files in claw.md. Avoids rule duplication. Essential rules? Auto-commit with descriptive messages. Run IDE diagnostics after every task. Use Context 7 for documentation.
Auto-committing? That will save me so much time.
For sure. Document your tech stack and dependencies. Saves tokens. Avoids installing things twice. Project structure rule helps cloud code understand your project. And the self-improve rule? Cloud code learns and creates its own rules. Amazing.
Cloud code that learns. This is next level stuff.
Ready for the ultimate tip? Miss that cursor bell sound? Add it to cloud code's stop hook with AFPlay. Or go wild and play a sound after every task with the post tool use hook. But even better, use that hook to run a code formatter.
Yes, no more unformatted code messes.
Right? And the always works hook? It forces cloud code to test everything. A lifesaver. Hooks can even call webhooks. Imagine. Discord notifications when a task is done.
Mind. Blown.
I know, right? So much power in cloud code just waiting to be unlocked. That's all for today, folks. Like, comment, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.